So just notice your bodies, just sitting on the earth. Notice your breath moving your bodies. Being aware of the moment of beginning. Being aware of being back together in this room. Beginning of the second year of the course. Just coming into the simple sense of presence. Just being here now, in this place, in this moment. Being aware of the dimensions of our presence. Our particular shaping, our particular history, held in the chalice of the body. Particular thread of life that has brought us into this room just today. Being aware of our particle nature, our particularity. Being aware of the structure of our bodies, our shape. Being aware of the flow of our bodies. The flow of blood, the flow of breath. The structure of bone and flesh and muscle. The flow of the waves of electrical currents of the neurons that dance with the structure. That keep the symphony of the body attuned. Entering into the song of the body. The harmonies and the discords that arise in our particular shaping. In the background and behind all of this, being aware of the generative source, the generative mystery, the sense of our deeper soul that we are the expression of. Letting ourselves be held by that deeper stillness, entering into that stillness, that the Welsh bards would have called that Tao. That enables us to hear the deepest song of the universe. Hearing also the song of the green world, like Taliesin, the song of beast and bird and fish, of flower and tree, the song of Gaia itself. Being present also to the great field of humanity, just here and now with its complexities, its light and its shadows, its beauty and its horrors. Being present. And in our presence, inviting the Awen, the effective spirit, the electric spirit that moves through us when we are aligned. And in response to this, feeling our uprightness, feeling the spine of our body, feeling our body's uprightness that enables us to work against gravity, that gives us free use of our hands and gives us the ability to create, to shape. Feeling the spine and the energetic uprightness that enables the flow of energy, that is like the magician's staff. Feeling our position between heaven and earth, as the pillar that unites the opposites, unites the worlds. Feeling that spine of sovereignty running through us, from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, through the energetic body, through the physical body, through our mind and our hearts, entering into moment by moment, entering into sovereignty. And as we do so, becoming aware of the body as the chalice of this sovereignty, and around the body, the energetic field of our aura, our own particular personal space that holds that light, that holds, that makes us the chalice. being the rod, being the chalice, holding the light. And as we sit in this place, being touched by the world, touching the world, being touched by the world. As we enter into the process of participation, of continuous incarnation, letting our energy join with each other's energies, joining with the objects in the room, joining with the room itself, joining with the town, joining with the land, joining with Gaia, joining with the great field of the stars, discovering with Taliesin that our home is in the summer stars, and the summer stars are in the earth, and the earth is in the summer stars. Entering into that great communion. Receiving then the light of Gaia and the light of the stars. Being baptized by that light. Feeling the light, the green light and the gold light. The shining white light of the stars. Recreating our inner body. Feeling around us and within us a shape of light, that is our body of light. Feeling that light settling within us, becoming as much part of us as our bones, becoming the living grail, becoming the philosopher's stone, becoming the catalyst that renews all that is touched.